It is April, which means that it is National Poetry Month, and it is also April, which means that I have book recs for you. I have 7 books. Unfortunately, none of them are actually poetry collections. Wouldn't that have been great? But they are YA, fiction, you name it, it's here. Welcome to Ceri Reads. Thanks so much for stopping by. Well, we have made it to the month of April, and can I just say that 2024 is really turning out to be one of those years that's just coming and going. Like, I could have sworn that it was December 31st, like yesterday, and, you know, we were celebrating the new year today, but here we are. It's April and it is National Poetry Month. I don't have a cute poem to read. That wouldn't that have been awesome? Maybe I'll work on that later this month. But today I have book recs. I have 7 of them, and you know the drill. Book recs, we just go straight through. None of that cute music stuff, okay? Come back next week for the cute music stuff. So I just want to start off with She's Not Sorry. It's a psychological thriller by Mary Kubica. Ooh, I hope I said your name right. I'm so sorry. The butchering of the names, it's sad. And this book I have seen several times on Instagram. Several people have celebrated it and said that they can't wait to read it. It came out April 2nd. So it just came out. It's about 331 pages, and it is about $14.99 on Kindle, $21 hardcover. So this book is not really all that cheap, but it may be worth your while if you enjoy psychological thrillers. I'm trying to get into the genre of thrillers without scaring myself too much, but let's just see what this book is about. It says, "Everyone has secrets, but not everyone has remorse. A terrible accident. Megan Michaels is trying to find balance between being a single mom and working full-time as an ICU nurse when a patient named Caitlin arrives in her ward with a traumatic brain injury. They say she jumped from a bridge and plunged over 20 feet to the train tracks below. A shocking revelation. When a witness comes forward with new details about Caitlin's fall, it calls everything they know into question. Was Caitlin actually pushed? And if so, by whom and why? No one is safe. Megan lets herself get close to Caitlin until she's deeply entangled in the mystery surrounding her. Only when it's too late does she realize that she and her daughter could be the next victims." Whoa, this is wild. And so Mary Kubica is the author of Local Woman Missing, which was a New York Times bestseller. And so there are high hopes for this book. I am kind of intrigued. I kind of want to read this. I'm kind of a little willing to pay the $15 on Kindle to read it. Maybe I'll go to Barnes & Noble and see. You know, I like to bargain. But that is She's Not Sorry, a psychological thriller by Mary Kubica. And I will leave the link for that book and all of the other books in the show notes in case you're interested. You never know. The second book that we have on the roster is called Choice, and it's a novel by Neil Mukherjee. And let me just say, I thought this was a nonfiction book because the cover features hands like outstretched towards one another. And so I'm like, oh, this is interesting. This is a book that's probably about the choices that we make and how our choice impacts the next person. And, you know, because we live in this great big world and all of these things. I do think it's about that, but I thought it was nonfiction. But in any case, this book is about 296 pages. It came out on April 2nd, and it is $14.99 on Kindle, $26.09 hardcover. So, you know, choose wisely. And let's just see what this is about. It says, how ought one to live? This is the question that obsesses London-based publisher Ayush, driving him to question every act of consumption. He embarks on a radical experiment in his own life and the lives of those connected to him. His practical economist husband, their twins, and even the authors he edits and publishes. One of those authors, a mysterious M.N. Opie, writes a story about a young academic involved in a car accident that causes her life to veer in an unexpected direction. Another author, an economist, describes how the gift of a cow to an impoverished family on the West Bengal Bangladesh border sets them on a startling path to tragedy. That is wild. I wasn't expecting to read that. Together, these connected narratives raise the question, how free are we really to make our own choices? In a scathing, compassionate quarrel with the world, Neil Mukherjee confronts our fundamental assumptions about economics, race, appropriation, and the tangled ethics of contemporary life. This sounds amazing. And I'm just going to say it right now. I do think I'm going to have to buy this book because I'm really trying to get into fiction that does speak to the human condition. Now, I will say that if you are paying attention on TikTok, follow me on TikTok, Sari Reads. Earlier this week or last week, I took to TikTok to share my tragedy of picking up a book from the El Segundo Library that it was about the human condition. I thought that it was like dystopian and whatnot, and it just was not what I thought it was going to be, and I'm still struggling to go back and pick that book up. And I came this close to giving it back the other day, but yeah, so I'm really hoping that choice is not like that, but I think that I'm willing to bet my $15. I don't want to bet. I'm not a betting woman, but I'm willing to invest my $15 into this book to see what it is about. The next book on the roster is Something Kindred, and it came out on April 2nd, 2024 as well. And this book is by Clara Birch. And this is a YA book, so it is geared towards ages 12 to 18 years. It's about 304 pages, and on Kindle, you can get it for about $11.99 because it's a YA book, or hardcover is $19.99, which I still think is a little expensive for 12 to 18 years because, you know, 12-year-olds don't have jobs, but that's another subject for another time. Let's see what this book is about. It says, welcome to cold water. Come for the ghost, stay for the drama. Ooh, this is interesting. This feels Halloween-y. Jerrica Walker had planned to spend the summer before senior year soaking up the sun with her best friend on the Jersey Shore. Instead, she finds herself in Coldwater, Maryland, a small town with a dark and complicated past where her estranged grandmother lives, someone she knows only two things about, her name and the fact that she left Jerrica's mother and uncle when they were children. But now Jerrica's grandmother is dying, and her mother has dragged Jerrica along to say goodbye. As Jerrica attempts to form a connection with a woman she's never known and adjust to life in a town where everything closes before dinner, she meets Ghost Girl, Kat, a girl eager to leave Coldwater and more exciting than a person has any right to be. But Coldwater has a few unsettling secrets of its own. The more you try to leave, the stronger the town's hold. As Jerrica feels the chilling pull of her family's past, she begins to question everything she thought she knew about her mother, her childhood, and the lines between the living and the dead. Okay. This sounds pretty interesting. It definitely seems like something that should go on a Halloween list. I don't know that I'm ready to buy. This feels like a book that I would buy and put aside. I'm not ready to read something like that right now. But if you are a youth and you are like, I want the scariness, something kindred, Sierra Birch. That is on the market for you. I will say that the cover is pretty interesting because she's holding this old school camcorder, and that's what caught my attention. And it's like, what are you looking at through that camcorder's lens? So if you are someone who judges a book by the cover, you may be intrigued with something kindred. Okay. Next book on our roster is Love in Tandem, and this is by Becca Kinzer. And this book made its debut also on April 2nd. I guess all these books came out on the same day. I was trying not to do that again, but oh well. It's 311 pages, and on Kindle, it is about $9.99. Paperback is $11.49, and then it also offers the library binding, which is $33.99, which the average person does not buy. So Kindle $9.99, paperback $11.49. And let's see what this book is about. Now, I saw this book actually on Kindle, and it is published by Tyndale House Publishers, and so I followed them along with other publishers online, and I was like, oh, let me just give this book a whirl. Tyndale is really known for publishing nonfiction, but let's just see what Love in Tandem is about. So the summary reads, after a failed engagement and her mother's battle with cancer, Charlotte Carter's life is finally turning around now that she's landed a dream job teaching music. What she didn't see coming was the imminent closure of the school's music program. She's determined to save it, even if it means getting creative. There's no way she's chalking this up as just another failure in her book of recent embarrassments. Zach Bryant is back in town just long enough to see his brother, Ben, get married, and then he's off traveling the world again. He never imagined he'd run into Charlotte Carter, his brother's ex-fiance, or that everyone would believe he and Charlotte are an item. He certainly didn't dream he'd end up riding a tandem bicycle hundreds of miles with her in an attempt to raise funds for a defunct music program. But how can he say no when the prize money would help him out of his financial predicament too? The prize money would help him out of his financial predicament too. I didn't read it right. Sorry. Charlotte is sure she can set aside her differences with Zach long enough to cross the finish line and win the giant cash prize. Can't she? A few hundred miles in, she's questioning her deeply held assumptions about Zach and wondering if maybe tandem biking is only the start of their biggest adventure yet. So in this, you get fake dating. It's a romantic comedy, opposites attract. It's clean romance, so for those who are looking for something that isn't as spicy, let's see, in tandem, Love in Tandem may be the option for you. And it also has discussion questions if you make this a book club choice. So that is Love in Tandem by Becca Kinzer. I do think I'm going to purchase the Kindle version of this. This sounds pretty fun. Okay. And the next book. Let's see. I said seven books. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay. Yeah. I want to make sure. The next book is The Black Girl Survives in This One. And it's actually, it looks like it's a collection of horror stories. This is a YA book as well. So it is geared towards children between the ages of 12 to 18. And it came out April 2nd. It's about 360 pages. On Kindle, you can purchase it for $11.99. And the hardcover version is $17.47. And yes, this is a collection of stories because it is edited by Desiree S. Evans, as well as two others. No, I take that back. It's edited by Desiree S. Evans. And so this is an anthology, and let's see what it's about. It says, be warned, dear reader, the black girl survives in this one. Celebrating a new generation of best-selling and acclaimed black writers, the black girl survives in this one makes space for black girls in horror. 15 chilling and thought-provoking stories place black girls front and center as heroes and survivors who slay monsters, battle spirits, and face down death. Prepare to be terrified and left breathless by the pieces in this anthology. The best-selling and acclaimed authors include Erin E. Adams, Monica Brashear, Charlotte Nicole Davis, Desiree S. Evans, Daka Herman, and many others. So I found this title, the cover art is excellent as well, but the title is what really grabbed my attention, because there's this saying in horror films that are, you know, classified as horror films, that it's always the black person who dies first. And so I thought that was kind of cute that they took that and they like put it on a play of like, oh, but this time we're going to create an anthology of horror that celebrates the black girl living. So she doesn't die. The black person isn't the first to die. Actually, they survive. So I thought that was pretty cool. And again, this is a YA anthology. So if you're into a collection of short stories, and again, pre-Halloween, you may want to pick this up. It's actually pretty reasonable for an anthology. It's only, like I said, $11.99 for Kindle, and then the hardcover is $17.47. I may have to really just purchase the physical copy of this book, because I have another anthology called Out Here Screaming, or Out There Screaming. I purchased it last October-ish and I didn't read it. So I'm thinking that I kind of want to get my anthologies together and start reading those maybe during the summer months, so that I could give some okay, pretty good recs for Halloween. So there's that. And then now we want to move on to the next book, which is While We Were Burning by Sarah Kopy. And this book will make its debut. Okay, I didn't do all of them that came out on April 2nd. Good. This one will make its debut on April 16th, 2024. So you have to wait a little bit for this one. It's about 303 pages, and the Kindle version is $14.99. Hardcover version is $25.20, and there is a paperback version for $19.95. This book's cover caught my attention because there are two houses, and they look like they are on fire, and immediately when I saw the two houses, I was like, oh my goodness, I think this is like a domestic suburbia type of story. I really am into those type of stories, but let's just see. So the summary reads, after her best friend's mysterious death, Elizabeth Smith's picture-perfect life in the Memphis suburbs, oh, I was right, has spiraled. Oh my goodness, I'm so happy I was right. Yes, I'm going to have to buy this book. Okay. Elizabeth Smith's picture-perfect life in the Memphis suburbs has spiraled out of control, so much so that she hires a personal assistant to keep her on track. Composed and elegant, Brianna is exactly who she needs and slides so neatly into Elizabeth's life, almost like she belonged there from the start. Soon, the assistant Elizabeth hired to distract her from her obsession with her friend's death is the same person working with her to uncover the truth behind it. Because Brianna has questions too. She wants to know why the police killed her young black son, why someone in Elizabeth's neighborhood called the cops on him that day, who took that first step that stole her child away from her. Whoa. And the only way she's ever going to be able to find out is to entwine herself deep into Elizabeth's life, where the answers to her questions lie. As the two women hurtle towards an electrifying final showdown and the lines between employer and friend blur, it becomes clear that neither of them is what they first appear. Okay, I was not prepared for that twist. I am still going to have to buy it. But that is so deep. I was not prepared for that twist. And so, yeah, While We Were Burning by Sarah Kofi. It comes out April 16th, 2024. And last but not least, we have The Husbands by Holly Gramazio. And let me just say, this was Jenna Bush's pick of the month. And let me just also say, this was almost my book of the month. It is not my book of the month, but it was almost my book of the month. And then I came yay close to adding it on. So when you do book of the month, you get to pick your book of the month, and then you can add on if you want for like an additional $11, which is a steal. And I almost did that. And I kind of wish I would have, but it's too late now because my book of the month is on its way. Nevertheless, The Husbands is a novel that is 344 pages. It made its debut on April 2nd. And let's just see what this is about. So it says, when Lauren returns home to her flat in London late one night, she is greeted at the door by her husband, Michael. There's only one problem. She's not married. She's never seen this man before in her life. But according to her friends, her much improved decor and the photos on her phone, they've been together for years. As Lauren tries to puzzle out how she could be married to someone she can't remember meeting, Michael goes to the attic to change a light bulb and abruptly disappears. In his place, a new man emerges and a new slightly altered life reforms around her. Realizing that her attic is creating an infinite supply of husbands, Lauren confronts the question, if swapping lives is as easy as changing a light bulb, how do you know you've taken the right path? Whoa. When do you stop trying to do better and start actually living? And I really wish I would have spent that $10.99 extra to get the hardcover of The Husbands that Book of the Month was offering, because the Kindle version is $14.99 for this book. The hardcover version is $20.28. And then the paperback, for some reason, is $31. So this book sounds, the reason why I say that is because this book really does sound interesting and is probably definitely something that I'm actually going to go buy. Maybe I'll just wait until next month though, because I can still add it on if I just add it on to the book of the month that I pick next month, you know, saving those coins where I can. Okay, and so that is by Holly Gramazio, and I am so pleased with the selections this month. I just want to say that I didn't put like as much energy into, I just kind of judged all of these books by their covers, and I am so pleased with the selections. I'm happy about them. Okay, but I will leave all of that in the show notes if you're interested in any of them. And hopefully I will see you at a bookstore, at a library, somewhere where books are king. If I don't see you there, I really need to stop saying that, because if someone comes up to me and is like, hey, I'm going to like be that person and say, hey, okay, and kind of freak out a little bit. But hopefully you find yourself at a bookstore, coffee shop is fine too, a library, anywhere that books are king. I will see you next time. Bye.